This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
We are going to focus on the 19th verse of the 22nd chapter of Luke. Amen. And we ask that you would pay careful attention as we read the 19th verse of the 22nd chapter. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." I want to speak from a subject or title, "Lord, I Remember." Lord, I remember. Will you bow your heads with us in prayer? Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, while I pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak. Thou art mighty. Hold me in thy powerful hands. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, the one that rules and super rules, the one that spoke and light came into existence, the one that knows everything about each and every one of us, the one that knows even the number of hairs upon our head, the one that knows when we lay down last night and knows when we got up this morning. We call on you, and we call on you right now, because now is a needed time. And Father God, we pray that on this eighth, first Sunday of the year, that we would remember, Father God, because we know that you have all power in your hand. We pray, Lord, that your power, your spirit would move throughout this whole building. From heart to heart and from breast to breast and from a mind to mind. Bringing back remembrance of you, Lord. Father God, we praise you. We worship you. And we glorify your holy and righteous name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The one that died for our sins and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. We do pray. Amen and amen. Webster tells us that remembering, it's an English word from the Latin word rememory, to be in mindful of, to be mindful of. From the Latin word memor, mindful. It means to bring to mind or think of again. To bring to mind or to think about it again. We all know that all of us, whether bad or good, have memories. Right? Sometimes we can't remember, but we have memories. Whether or not we can remember a certain event or time in our life or not. To bring to mind or think again. Remembers the old days. Amen. If you sit down long enough to some elderly people, they'll tell you about the old days. Amen. And they'll remember the old days. They may not want to go back to the old days. But they'll remember the old days. I never heard anybody say they want to go back to plowing in the field with a mule or picking cotton. Amen. They may tell you about the days when they picked cotton, but they'll never say, I want to go back to them days. Amen. I wish I had some Christians in here, some people that pick cotton and whatnot. Amen. In riding down the road with one of my elder members some years ago in South Carolina, if you take the time to ride down the road, you'll see the bales of cotton. And this young son said, stop down by the side of the road, Pastor. I want to pick up some of that cotton. For which his daddy replied, you can pick all you want to pick. I remember them days, and I can look at it, and that's all I want to do. But the memory is something that we all have to deal with. We have good memories, bad memories. You could be sitting there and your memory can come back in tears. Will begin to roll down your eyes when you walk down memory lane. Y'all remember that song, don't you? When you're out there in the world walking down memory lane. Amen. And some memories will make you cry. Amen. Then some of them will make you laugh. And then some of them will make you shame. Come on here, somebody. Some memories you want to share. Amen. And some memories you want to keep them to yourself. I wish I had a witness. Amen. Does anybody in here want to share something that they want to keep to themselves? What if we could take our minds and tell the audio people to drop down the screen and show your memory on the screen? How many of y'all would volunteer? Say, I want my memory to flash back on the memory screen. No, I don't believe I have too many people that will raise their hand and say, yeah, Reverend, I want to hook my mind up to the memory screen. Amen. Yeah. Because all of us got some things that we want to remember. And all of us have some things that we want to forget. Now, whether you're going to be that holy up in here this morning or not. Amen. To keep in mind for attention or consideration. That's what your memory is. Webster said, to keep in mind for attention or consideration. To retain in the memory. Amen. To convey greetings from, or even at Christmas time, you want folk to remember you, don't you? Now, you know, I did all of that for them, and they didn't even send me no card. What you're really saying is they didn't remember you, and you wanted them to remember you. Do I have a witness? You can forget me all year long, but remember Christmas and birthday. You want to remember that. Amen. Now, some people may not remember how old they are after a certain time because some of us stop aging at 35. And you done had 3 or 4 35th birthdays, especially sisters, amen, ladies, isn't that right? You never ask a woman how old she is because she really don't remember or she don't want to remember. I wish I had a witness in here. But whether you remember or not, time has a way of telling the story. Time will tell it, won't it? Yeah, time will tell how old you are. You ain't got to remember how old you are. You can say 35 till you're 75, but time brings about a change. I wish I was talking to somebody in here this morning. Yeah. Your mind might say you're 35, but your body say no. We got some changing to have happened. Isn't that right? Yeah. To exercise or to have the power of memory, to have a recollection of remembrance. What are some of the synonyms? Synonyms are to remember, to recollect. You ever heard folks say, I recollect, I recall, I remind, I reminisce. Any of y'all reminisce? You ever reminisce? You ever say you didn't reminisce a long time ago? Yeah, some reminisce. Yeah, take just place in your mind. Some reminiscences take place outside of the mind. But when you reminisce, oh my goodness, you can remember some good times, can't you? But here we understand that the Lord Jesus commands us. He said, remember. He said, remember. And he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave it unto them and saying, this is my body. This is very important. He said, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And every time we come to a first Sunday and then collaborating and talking to one of the parishioners, I said, if a storm came through and blew down the church, what would you do to remember Jesus? I said, take you a piece of light bread. Mash it down if you can. Get you some Kool-Aid. Pour it in a glass. Y'all don't hear me now, do you? You don't know what I'm talking about. Isn't that right? Yeah. Pour it in a glass. Bow your head over it. Read some scriptures and say, Lord, I'm doing this. And break the bread and give it to the house. You don't hear what I'm talking about. And you know you can do this anywhere you want to do it. And folk will know what you're doing. You don't hear me. If you really know the Lord now. When they see you bow your head and break that bread and pour that within in the cup. And you say, Lord, the bread what remembers your body, Lord, and I'm breaking it right now. Because I want to remember that what you did for me, couldn't nobody else do. And you break the bread and you take the cup and you drink the cup and you pass it around. And everybody that's in the place will know this person is remembering Jesus Christ. Are you afraid to remember him? Sometimes we won't even bow our heads over a hot plate of food. What is remembering? The process of recalling the past, especially the present and activities of God. Oh man, you know, you can forget everything else, but you don't ever want to forget about God. You can forget about what mama did for you. You can forget about what daddy did for you. You can forget about what your friend did for you. But don't ever forget about what God has done for you. I wish I had a few witnesses in here. That you don't ever forget about what God and how God, how far God has brought you from a mighty long way. And if it wasn't for the Lord that was here with you, you would have been lost. The process. Yeah, remembering God's. And what do you remember when you remember God's work? In the past, remembering God's work in the past can lead to praise and rejoicing. When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all, oh Lord, that he's done for me. Now, I don't know about your soul, but it said my soul cries, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Anybody in here that when you think about what God has done for you, that you begin to praise God, you might have to pull your car over beside the road, and ain't no, it's not raining, but you just started praising God. Listen, you just have to stop sweeping the floor and remember that if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have a floor to sweep. I wish I had somebody in here. You just have to remember that you didn't have a car to drive. You had to pull it over beside the road and get out and say, thank you, Lord. You sure been good to me. I wish I had one somebody in here to know. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And to bring on praise and to bring on joy when you start talking about the goodness of God and what God is doing in your life. Isn't that right? Listen, this is what it does. It'll lead to praise, rejoicing, and to hope for the future. And look at here, God himself remembers. Amen. What does that word memorial mean? Memorial, something that keeps remembrance vivid. Keeps it vivid, that you can see it. So the Lord says, as oft as you do this, I want you to vividly understand that I did something for you. And every time you break bread, every time you come to church and you see on front of that table in remembrance of me, you don't have to put a name on it. Yeah, and do it in remembrance. So he said, you don't have to put a name if you go to any church. And have that on the front of the table. Isn't that right? It didn't say do it in remembrance of Matthew Browning. It didn't say do it for any deacons. It didn't say do it for any of the mothers of the church. You know who me is. Isn't that right? When you see me, you say, I know who he is. You say, Lord, said, I ain't got to put Jesus on it because I've been so good to you. All I got to do is put me. Isn't that right? And when you see me, isn't that right? And watch this here. Because me woke me up this morning. Isn't that right? Me started me on my way. I didn't put no name. I just said me. I could be talking about me. I could be talking about Rabbi. But you said, no, you ain't talking about that. I know who me is. And that's why when Moses went before Pharaoh, and Moses said, who shall I say sent me? And the Lord says, tell him, I am sent you. I wish somebody in here know the Bible, isn't that right? And when you say I am, that means the Lord don't need no leaning post. He stands all by himself. Come on here, somebody. He said, I am the way. I am the light. I am the truth. I am the resurrection. I am. You ain't got to put no name in it. Yeah. I better stop now, y'all. Because I feel all right. Isn't that right? I am your doctor. I am your lawyer. I am a heart regulator. I am. Somebody knows him right now. Say yeah. Say yeah. How many of you know him right now? I know him. Good God Almighty. Good Lord. I got to get through, y'all. One of the most prominent uses of the idea of remembrance in the Old Testament is the exhortation to Israel, the Israelites. And the Lord said to them to remember the mighty acts of God, huh, on their behalf, huh? He said in Psalm 77 and 11. He said, the psalmist said, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Don't ever forget what the Lord done for you long ago. And the Lord said in Psalm 78, 6 through 7, he said, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Every chance you get, when your children see you done fairly well for yourself, when they see how God has blessed you and how God has kept you, you always want to sit down with them and tell them the Lord has brought me thus far in their eye. You won't tell them, for those of you that saw in the 30s when the stock market crashed, you want to tell them that the Lord made a way out of no way. You want to tell them how you used to make whole cake bread. You don't hear me? You want to tell them in their right how you used to eat sow's meat in their right. You want to tell them how you used to go down into a field of poke salad and pick poke salad in their right. Tell them way before, yeah, there was a Lion King. Way before there was a Harris Teeter. Way before in their right there was a farmer's market. The only farmer's market you knew of was in your backyard. I wish I had somebody in here and say, yeah, you wear clothes now with holes in them in there, right? But we remember we used to patch them old holes up. Ain't nobody in here knows what I'm talking about in there, right? So that's all right. You can go to your wall and turn on your light. We used to light a lamp that had a wick in it. Good God Almighty. There was smoke up half of the room. But we have the Lord on our side. Anybody in here? We had the Lord on our side. We didn't have butter. We had to churn it for ourselves. In the right, somebody say, yeah. Before there was a Walmart, there was a God Mart. In the right, and God knows. In the right, tell them, sit them down and say, before you start riding in my car, I want to let you know we used to walk to church in there, right? Dusty feet, wipe your shoes off, walk on in the church. Somebody say yeah, say yeah. See, why do you want to tell your children about the Lord? Because you want them to trust the Lord in their right. You want them to trust the Lord in their right. Say, way before there was a bailout, the Lord already had a bailout in their right. Yeah, yeah. In Exodus, the Lord bailed the children of Israel out in their right. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln didn't bail us out, but the Lord bailed us out. Yeah, didn't he do it, y'all? Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Yeah, Lord. He said, no, tell your children that they would put their trust in the Lord and would not forget about his deeds, but would keep his commandment. Listen, this also means much more than simply recalling events from past history. It means to live in the past in the light of God. Past action. Live in the past in the light of God's past actions. If it did it before, some of y'all in that place right now, some of y'all not in that place, but if he did it before, he can do it. Y'all don't understand, isn't that right? Do I have anybody here say, they can say, if he did it before, somebody say it. Do I have any do it again Christians in here? Do I have any do it again? Isn't that right?
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. But you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.